With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. The city of Aspen is moving forward with a loan program for local small businesses. Alex Hager reports it's part of the COVID-19 economic recovery program approved earlier this year.
The city's loan fund is stocked with $200,000. Locally owned and locally serving businesses can borrow from that pool and make payments right back into it. The goal is to get them on sound financial footing if they can't qualify for traditional bank loans. The program will be managed by Colorado Lending Source, a nonprofit with an office in Glenwood Springs. Businesses can get loans up to $30,000, and the program is on track to open for applications in the first week of August. I'm Alex Hager, Aspen Public Radio News.
The U.S. Census is underway, but as the Mountain West News Bureau's Noah Glick reports, communities of color are particularly vulnerable to being undercounted this year.
More than 700,000 people of color are at risk of being undercounted in the census this year, and that's just in the Mountain West. That's according to a new analysis from Headwaters Economics. Patricia Hernandez-Goud is with the nonprofit research group.
We all want fair political representation, and since political representation is determined by the census, it's just a huge step backwards to not have communities of color be accurately represented in the census.
Hernandez-Goud says the pandemic is making this year even more challenging as in-person visits have been delayed due to safety concerns. She says people are more likely to be missed if they live in dense urban or remote rural environments, are experiencing homelessness, or distrust the government. Meanwhile, President Trump signed an order earlier this week aiming to exclude undocumented immigrants from being counted for congressional districts, a move that is being challenged in the courts. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Noah Glick.
According to the analysis, approximately 213,000 people of color in Colorado are vulnerable to being undercounted. Colorado's largest teachers union says that until certain demands are met, there should not be in-person learning this fall, and that schools should operate remotely. According to a new survey, many teachers want more input in reopening plans and the chance to vote on those plans. Amy Baca Alert is president of the Colorado Education Association. She says the union's teachers also want more clarity on health protocols and more transparency on what's driving decisions.
There's a whole lot of unanswered questions, and I think that is a big part of what's causing the anxiety and the fear that educators are experiencing right now.
About 3/4 of survey respondents said they may refuse to return to work this fall unless the conditions are met. I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.